You're listening to the SportsTalkNetwork.com. This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, October 17th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Go right to Detroit. The big event last night, of course, Game 3, Yankees-Tigers. Tigers holding all the cards. Justin Verlander on the mound. 2-0 lead in the series. The Yankees, I think, in full panic mode. Joe Girardi making a number of changes. Brett Gardner, who had not started the game since April 17th, starting in left field, batting first. Eduardo Nunez, a terrible defensive shortstop, although with some offensive capabilities, starting at short, batting ninth. Eric Chavez in at third base, 0-for-11 in the playoffs, substituting for the benched Alex Rodriguez. So no Swisher, no Rodriguez, no problem for the Detroit Tigers. I mean, to me, it's like Joe Girardi is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It doesn't matter who he puts in. Virtually none of these guys can hit. Now, Nunez, give him credit. He made a great play at short. He hit a home run in the ninth inning off of Verlander. But really, Gardner, Chavez, Nunez, a combined 1-for-11. But it doesn't matter. The only guy who really could hit in the lineup, Ichiro, was the only guy with a hit in the first eight innings. He got two singles off of Verlander. And Ichiro's a guy who wasn't treated with the right level of respect by the Yankees when he came, batting him second against righties and eighth or ninth against lefties. Ridiculous. But it all didn't matter. Delmon Young with a big home run off of Phil Hughes. Hughes had to leave in the third inning because he had back spasms. Delmon Young has really hurt the Yankees. He's got 7 postseason home runs, 5 against the Yankees. I think there's a letdown when you face Cabrera and Fielder. I think there's just a natural letdown when you face Delmon Young, and he's really hurt the Yankees. So he hits a home run to give the Yankees a 1-0 lead. And then the next inning, I thought Grandison misplayed Cabrera's double, which drove in after Chavez had made an error. That was a tough error to give Chavez. He is a Gold Glove third baseman. It took a terrible hop, but they gave him an error. And then Cabrera hits a ball to right center that, I don't know, Grandison didn't see it. He got a terrible jump on it. He couldn't get to it. It was an RBI double. Now, that turned out to be a big run, obviously, when Nunez hits a home run. And Nunez had a fantastic at-bat. Again, give him credit. He had a 9-pitch at-bat against Justin Verlander. He hits a home run to make it 2-1. After Verlander gets Gardner out, they come to take him out of the game. Cano gets a single finally. Teixeira and Cano with back-to-back singles in the bottom of the ninth. Tigers playing without a closer. Leland doesn't trust Valverde. Brings in Phil Koch, the lefty. When asked after the game why A-Rod didn't pinch hit against the lefty, Girardi said, well, they were warming up Benoit, a right-hander, and they would have brought him in. Probably true. I still think A-Rod should have started. I don't think it would have made a difference. Swisher's been terrible. Cano's been terrible. Martin's been terrible. Chavez's been terrible. Grandison's been terrible. On and on and on and on. I mean, really, if you think baseball, hitting a baseball isn't the hardest thing to do in sports, watch some tapes of the Yankees in this postseason because they've been a disaster. But give the Tigers all the credit. Jim Leland, a great manager. Justin Verlander, a great pitcher. Miguel Cabrera, a great hitter, Triple Crown winner. Fielder, Delmon Young. They're rolling over the Yankees here. Tigers 2, Yankees 1. Tigers lead the series 3-0, virtually insurmountable. You know the only time someone came back from 3-0 in the history of baseball. 2004 Red Sox, on the way to their Miracle World Series, came back against the Yankees. But it doesn't look like this Yankee team can win 4 in a row. They certainly have a good chance today with CeCe Sabathia pitching. No real news yet as of 12 o'clock Eastern on the lineup. Will they let A-Rod play? He had good numbers against Verlander, and he has bad numbers against Scherzer, who's starting for the Tigers today. So I would think it's unlikely A-Rod's going to play, but who knows? And plus, the tremendous criticism about starting Nunez. He made a great play diving up the middle to knock a ball down and getting a force at second, and then hitting a home run in the ninth inning for the only run for the Yankees. It's going to be hard to bench him. Gardner was 0 for 4. Do you keep him in the lineup for speed? Speed's worthless if he can't get on base. Do you bench Grandison after another 0 for 3 day? Doesn't have a hit against the Tigers in three games? There's a lot of options, but they all lead to the same thing. Who the heck is going to hit? Jeter was their best hitter. He's gone. Ichiro's their best hitter now. And really, after those two, you know, maybe Ibanez, 0 for 4 is the DH, struck out on a 3-2 breaking ball to end the game. You have to agree with Girardi. Coke against Ibanez, lefty against lefty. And don't forget, Ibanez hit a home run off of Brian Mattis against the Orioles, so it's not like it's impossible for him to hit lefty against lefty. Has to be better than any right-handed pitcher against A-Rod, who's 0 for 18 against righties with 12 strikeouts. You know, I thought A-Rod should have played yesterday because he's A-Rod, and you're hoping he can catch some of that magic. But, you know, a lot of people said, oh, he's 4 for 7 against Verlander with two home runs this year. But that 4 for 7 was ancient history. I mean, look at Cano. He was the hottest hitter in baseball the last 15 games of the regular season, hit like 615. And then he went 0 for 29 before he got a single. So it doesn't really matter, I don't think. The A-Rod who's batting now is not the A-Rod of even 1 or 2 or 3 months ago, never mind 3 or 5 or 7 years ago. So I think his numbers against Verlander were irrelevant, except he is A-Rod. So to put a not very good defensive shortstop who's hitting 205 against righties in, to put Chavez 0 for 11, now 0 for 14 in the playoffs in, to leave Grandison, who doesn't have a hit in the series, in, and to give Brett Gardner his first start since April 17th, and sit A-Rod on the bench, I agree with those who say this is a message from above. This isn't just from Joe Girardi. I don't know if they're trying to humiliate him. He's not going to quit. He's got like $28 million a year for 5 years coming. Will someone take him? Well, if someone takes him, the Yankees are going to have to pay $15 or $20 million a year of that contract. You got to wonder if this is the end for A-Rod as a Yankee. And those home run records, which seemed easily attainable, how's this guy hitting another 100 home runs to get into the conversation? Based on what? Where? How? He's getting old. He doesn't use steroids anymore, we think. He's getting hurt. It's looking very gloomy for the Yankees. Don't think they have any chance in this series. And don't forget, if they ever did again, they'd have to face Verlander again. You know, the notion that the Yankees, who couldn't hit anybody, were going to hit Verlander yesterday was absurd from the get-go. I mean, if not for Ichiro, he has a perfect game through 8. That's how good he was. And everybody agreed that Verlander didn't even bring his A game, which is really interesting. Don't bring your A game and give up 2 singles in 8 innings. Had to come out of the game in the 9th. He got to 132 pitches. I think the second most he's ever thrown in a major league game. But give Verlander credit. Give Leland credit. Give the Tigers credit. But I don't really think this is a Joe Girardi issue. I don't think A-Rod got benched because of Joe Girardi. Maybe he did. They humiliated him the other day by calling him back in to be pinch hit for from the on-deck circle. That's really humiliating. Are they trying to send him a message? Maybe. But the Yankees have some big issues now. Swisher won't be back. Again, you go down the lineup, these guys are god-awful. Cano, Martin, Chavez, Granderson, A-Rod. It's really one of the great collapses of all times. And Smoltz got it right. John Smoltz on TBS got it right earlier in the playoffs. You don't even have to throw these guys a strike. Looks to me like they're all going up trying to hit home runs. And instead, they're just flailing the curveballs in the dirt. I mean, he's right. You don't even have to throw these guys strikes. They're striking themselves out. So a really bad time for the Yankees, a really good time for the Tigers. Leland and Verlander, everybody's saying all the right things. We haven't done anything yet. Well, if you're up 3-0 on the Yankees, you've done a lot. But the attitude is a good one. They go right back at it tonight. We'll get to the TV schedule a little later. Tigers 2, Yankees 1. Tigers only got 7 hits. Nobody got 2 hits. But Cabrera with that big double, maybe misplayed by Granderson in center. Delmon Young with a line drive home run to left. Those were the 2 big blows. Only guy in the game with 2 hits was Ichiro. Yankees had 2 hits through 8. And then Nunez hits that home run. And then they take out Verlander for Coke after he gets Gardner out. And then Teixeira and Cano get back-to-back singles. Give the Yankees hope. Imagine if this would have been another Raul Ibanez miracle ending. But Coke had the guts to throw a 3-2 breaking ball. And Ibanez was unable to hit it. A borderline pitch, you couldn't have taken it. Might have been a touch low, hard to say. But again, you got to have guts to throw a breaking ball 3-2. But Coke threw it. He threw it for either a strike or a borderline pitch that you couldn't take. Ibanez, the miracle worker this offseason, couldn't hit it. This postseason couldn't hit it. And the Tigers win 2-1. They take a commanding lead, 3-0. National League, tonight, Game 3. Giants at the Cardinals. And if you saw the play the other day, you know what this is going to be about. Holiday overslid second. Knocked Scudero out of the game eventually. He got an MRI. He has a strained hip. He should be able to play tonight. Certainly viewed to be a dirty play, and I agree with that. You know, Bruce Bochy said they changed the rule so you could call that an illegal slide. That should have been called an illegal slide in a double play. Holiday afterwards, a little remorseful. You know, maybe I should have slid a step earlier. But Matt Cain, starter tonight, star pitcher of the Giants, had some interesting things to say, like if I pitch inside and I hit a guy, well, that's baseball. Sending a message to Holiday, I'm surprised nobody hit him the other day, frankly. But that's part of baseball. You take out a guy, either your guy takes out a guy or your pitcher hits either Holiday or somebody else. So you got to think if there's a chance tonight. Now, it's 1-1. But if it's a lopsided game either way, you got to think Holiday gets hit. Or if it's not a lopsided game, maybe he just goes down a couple times. Matt Cain certainly doesn't have any fear of pitching inside. And he'll be pitching tonight. Game 3, that's an afternoon game. We'll get to the TV later. But Matt Cain only 1-1 with a 6.94 ERA against St. Louis this year. Cardinals hitting .333 against him. Those are pretty bad. Pretty bad numbers, but he is Matt Cain. It is the playoffs. We'll just have to see. That looks like a long series. Giants at Cardinals. Most people picking the Giants, but it's like last year with the Cardinals. You could never pick them. They always won. You couldn't pick them this year, but they always won. They won the wild card game. They won in the playoffs. They came back from 2 runs down in the ninth to beat the Nationals in a deciding game. Cardinals never have any chance. All they do is win. So Giants at Cardinals, game 3 today. Giants should be favored and are favored. They've got better pitching. They've got probably the MVP in Buster Posey. But the Cardinals seem to have that magic. They seem to be able to turn it around. I think they're now 5-0 in their last five elimination games, or 6-0 in their last six elimination games. They just find a way to pull it out of the fire. So series tied at 1. All eyes will be on Matt Cain pitching against Holiday. And or all eyes will be on any force play at second if the Giants get a man on first. You can bet they'll know that they want to pound whoever's covering second for the Cardinals, if possible. That's baseball. I don't think you can let the Cardinals and Holiday get away with what he did. He almost took Scudero out for the season. If you watch the replay, his leg was bent in a very funny position. You were thinking more ankle or knee, but it looks like a hip, although he should be able to play tonight. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTC.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card.
Call
877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few things here now, non-baseball stuff. The biggest news, Lance Armstrong, besieged with allegations of drug use. Hard to believe all these people are wrong, or as one lawyer said, hard to believe all of these teammates would lie. And he's telling the truth. He stepped down yesterday as chairman of his Livestrong Foundation, which really has done a lot of good for a lot of people. And also, related issue, Nike has terminated its contract with Armstrong with a very strong statement, citing the, quote, overwhelming evidence, close quote, that he used performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, this is a huge crash, a huge fall to earth. Very scary. This is just, look, cycling bereft with problems for decades. I think the common view was you had to use drugs to compete. And frankly, that was probably true. Remember Floyd Landis and all his, I never used, and then of course he did use. Well, Lance Armstrong, he hasn't admitted it, but he's stepping down as chairman of Livestrong, and they've done a lot of good for a lot of people. And also, Nike no longer has a relationship, contractual relationship with Lance Armstrong due to the, quote, overwhelming evidence. Sad day, but it certainly looks like, you know, it looks like he did what he's accused of doing, innocent until proven guilty, blah, 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 not under indictment or anything. But, again, the evidence here and the amount of teammates, it's just, it's overwhelming, to quote Nike. A few other interesting things. Soccer, interesting because the U.S. trying to qualify for the 2014 World Cup had a huge game yesterday against Guatemala, and after getting down 1-0 early, Clint Dempsey scored 2 goals to lead the U.S. all the way back for a 3-1 win over Guatemala. The U.S. now still has a chance to qualify for the 2014 World Cup. They've moved into the final round of qualification where you have 8 teams. The U.S. is one of them, and 3 of those 8 will qualify. They only needed a draw to advance against Guatemala, but still, especially when Guatemala scores early, Carlos Ruiz scored for Guatemala. They had to at least get a tie, and again, thanks to Clint Dempsey's 2 goals. U.S. 3, Guatemala 1, U.S. moves on. They haven't qualified yet, but they will have a chance. They'll be in an 8-team tournament where 3 of those 8 teams will qualify for the 2014 World Cup. A few other things. Game 2 tonight, Fever against the Lynx, Indiana against Minnesota. In the WNBA Finals, Indiana actually came back and won the first game 1-0. That's a best of 5. So we'll keep an eye on that. Number of NFL notes. The big news in the NFL, you probably heard Juan Castillo, the former offensive line coach who was controversially made the defensive coordinator last year by Andy Reid. Doesn't work out so well for him. Now their defense, as a defense, he gets fired yesterday, Juan Castillo, the first time Andy Reid has ever fired anyone in the middle of the season, which immediately makes you wonder, did the word come from upstairs? Which it probably did. The problem for overall, the defensive numbers aren't bad, but their fourth quarter defense is terrible, worst in the league. The Eagles, who were beating Detroit soundly in the fourth quarter and lost at home to the Lions this past week, that was the final straw, apparently. Todd Bowles replaces Castillo as the defensive coordinator. Bowles has been an NFL assistant for 13 years, but this is his first with the Eagles. According to Andy Reid, Michael Vick is still the starter. Lots of rumblings in Philly. If they can't get it done, they're going to have to blow up this team. And they might blow up Andy Reid, frankly. Reed's done a really good job, but he hasn't gotten to the promised land. He's got an incredibly talented team, inappropriately named the Dream Team by backup quarterback Vince Young. A lot of people took that and ran with it. It's really hard to dump that on the whole team. That's what Vince Young said. Vince Young, of course, has had his own issues over the years. Eagles with a bye this week, but they play the Falcons next week. That'll be a tough one. But, you know, the Eagles are so talented, they could beat the Falcons. They're 3-3. They're a game behind the Giants. They have tremendous talent. The Michael Vick experiment isn't over, but to me it's clear that Vick, as an undersized guy, an incredible athlete, an excellent football player, but tremendously undersized, if he's going to take all the hits that he's taken, again, going to be hard for him to stay in the game. A few other notes in the NFL. Cleveland's new owner, Jimmy Haslam, took complete control of the team yesterday and announced that Mike Holmgren would be retiring at the end of the year. Hasn't worked out for Holmgren after a great run in Green Bay and a good run in Seattle. He came to Cleveland, and he's 10-28 this year. Cleveland did get a win over the hated Bengals last week, but that's their first win of the year. They're 1-5. Haslam announced that Holmgren would be gone at the end of the year, but he will help with the transition. Joe Banner, former president of the Eagles, is taking over. Pat Shurmur, the coach now, who I think is a pretty good coach, apparently he's safe for the rest of the season, and we'll see how Cleveland plays. I don't think Cleveland is that far away, but 1-5 is 1-5. Again, they did beat the hated Bengals after being 0-5, so give them credit for that. A few other things. Troy Polamalu will not play this week for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, these great defensive players. Ray Lewis gone for the season with that triceps tear. Suggs out for the season. The Ravens defense isn't what the Ravens defense was. They're still good. So too with the Steelers. You don't have Polamalu on the field, your defense goes down tremendously. Kevin Cobb, Arizona quarterback, has multiple rib injuries. He will not play this week, nor for several weeks. John Skelton, the backup quarterback who lost his starting job because of an injury, gets it back now because of an injury. So Skelton in for Cobb this week for Arizona. Of course, the Thursday night game tomorrow night, a huge game, a great game. Seahawks at 49ers. 49ers, as you know, got hammered by the Giants in San Francisco, while the Seahawks came back from 13 down to beat the Patriots in Seattle. I still think you have to like the 49ers. They're playing at home, but that's a big-time matchup. I don't like the Sunday-Thursday games. Thanksgiving is one thing. Every Thursday is quite another. Just, you know, the Sunday-Thursday turnaround for professional football makes no sense to me. But whatever, also a good college football game tomorrow night. Number 2 or 3, depending on what poll you look at, Oregon at Arizona State. Arizona State, a pretty good team. But interestingly, Oregon with the computers, number 3 in the BCS, number 2 in the coaches AP poll. So that's an interesting game. It'll be dwarfed by Seahawks at 49ers, but still an interesting college game. A couple other things quickly. Interestingly, Bob Knight is selling his championship basketball rings and his Olympic gold medal. It'll be done by Steiner Sports out of New Rochelle, New York. It's part of that sale that includes Don Larson's perfect game jersey, Knight's rings from his 3 NCAA championship teams in Indiana, 1976, 1981, and 1987. Apparently Knight wants to give some of the proceeds to his grandchildren and some to charity. We'll see how much those bring. I don't know how much they're going to bring in terms of taking care of your grandkids and some charities, but whatever. A few other interesting notes. U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame inducted Mike Modano, the highest-scoring U.S.-born player in NHL history. Lou Lamoriello, one of the great front office people in any sport at any time, the GM of the Devils. And Eddie Olczyk, who was a player and now an excellent broadcaster. Those three were inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. And Dusty Baker, the Cincinnati Reds, gets a 2-year extension. Despite Cincinnati going out after being up against the Giants 2-0 and being the top seed, Dusty Baker has done a really good job at Cincinnati, gets a 2-year extension. Your TV today and tonight, mainly baseball dominated. Giants at the Cardinals, 4 o'clock Eastern on Fox, ESPN Radio. That's Matt Cain against Kyle Loesch. Again, Cain has not been good against the Cardinals this year. A pivotal game, obviously, 1-1, but a best-of-7 series. Yankees at the Tigers, 8 o'clock. That's on TBS, also ESPN Radio nationally, 8 o'clock Eastern. Again, Yankees, Sabathia against Scherzer. They have the edge in the pitching matchup, but the Tigers with a commanding 3-0 lead. Again, hard to believe the Yankees can come back. No word yet as to whether A-Rod's starting, but Scherzer, another righty. A-Rod has bad numbers against Scherzer and had really good numbers against Verlander. You don't know what the Yankees are going to do with him, but it almost doesn't matter. They have Sabathia. They have a chance to win this game, but I don't think they have any chance to win all four. Finally, WNBA Finals Game 2, Indiana at Minnesota, 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.